Welcome to episode 1087 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine two people bringing gifts to a king. One offers the finest treasure, given with honor and devotion, while the other presents something ordinary, given out of obligation. One is accepted with joy, the other dismissed with disappointment. Why? Because the heart behind the gift matters. In Genesis 4, we see this played out in the story of Cain and Abel, the first recorded offerings to God. One offering pleased God, the other did not. What does this teach us about worship today? Are we giving God our best, or just going through the motions? The story of Cain and Abel reveals the first formal offerings to God, showing that worship involved sacrifice and the condition of the heart. Genesis 4 verses 3 to 4. Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. Abel's offering, the firstborn and the best of his flock, was an act of faith and reverence, showing that true worship is costly and given in faith. Cain's offering appears to be given out of obligation rather than devotion, demonstrating that worship must come from the right heart attitude. The story of Cain and Abel provides one of the earliest lessons about worship in the Bible. Their offerings reveal what God desires in worship, the importance of the heart behind the sacrifice, and the consequences of self-centered worship.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 key lessons we learn about worship from the story of Cain and Abel.
Number 1.
Worship begins with the heart, not just the offering. Worship is not just about what we bring to God, but the heart behind it. Abel brought his offering in faith, while Cain's offering was not accepted, likely because it lacked true devotion. God values genuine love, faith, and reverence over mere religious acts.
Number 2.
Worship must be rooted in obedience to God. True worship follows God's instructions and honors His ways. Abel's offering of a firstborn lamb aligns with later biblical sacrifices, while Cain brought fruits of the ground, offering what seemed right to him. Worship is about submitting to God's design, not worshiping on our own terms.
Number 3.
Worship involves giving God our best, not leftovers. Worship should reflect our best devotion, not minimal effort. Abel offered the firstborn and the fat portions, the best of his flock. Cain's offering was rejected, possibly because it was not his best. Worship is not about convenience, it's about giving God our first and finest.
Number 4.
God accepts worship given in faith. Worship must be grounded in faith, trusting in God's promises. Abel's offering was accepted because of his faith in God. Worship requires faith in who God is, trusting that He is worthy of our praise.
Number 5.
Worship should not be rooted in pride or jealousy. True worship seeks to honor God, not to compete with others. Cain's jealousy of Abel's accepted offering led to hatred and murder instead of self-examination and repentance. Worship is not about comparison. We must focus on our own relationship with God.
Number 6.
Worship requires a humble and teachable spirit. Worshippers must be willing to receive correction from God. God warned Cain that sin was crouching at his door, yet he rejected God's correction. He yielded to the temptation of sin. When God convicts us during worship, we must respond with humility, not defensiveness.
Number 7.
Worship is a choice. We must rule over sin. Worship is a spiritual battle. We must guard our hearts. God warned Cain that sin was waiting to overtake him, but he chose to let jealousy take control. Worship requires daily surrender to God's will, resisting sin's influence.
Number 8.
Worship is more than ritual, it's about relationship. Worship is not just about a particular act, but it is fundamentally about knowing God. Abel's worship reflected a genuine relationship with God, while Cain's worship was about going through the motions. Worship is about communion with God, not just religious duty.
Number 9.
Worship can reveal the condition of our heart. Worship exposes our true priorities and attitudes. Cain's anger and refusal to change showed that his heart was far from God. How we respond in worship reveals whether we are surrendered to God or resisting Him.
Number 10.
Worship affects our relationship with others. Right relationship with God impacts how we treat others. Cain's failure in worship led him to resent and harm his brother. Worship shapes our character. We cannot claim to love God while harboring hatred.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Worship is not just about the external act, it is about the heart behind it. God desires genuine devotion, not mere ritual. The story of Cain and Abel teaches us that worship is not just about what we bring. It's about the condition of our heart. Abel's faith-filled offering was accepted because it reflected a life surrendered to God, while Cain's rejection exposed a heart full of pride and resentment. Worship must be offered in faith, obedience, and humility, not as a ritual to earn favor or out of obligation. God desires genuine worship that comes from a heart willing to trust, obey, and give Him the best. When we come before God in worship, we must ask ourselves, are we offering our best? Are we approaching Him in humility? Are we responding to His grace with faith? Worship is an opportunity to draw closer to God, and when done rightly, it transforms our hearts and deepens our relationship with Him. Think about this. Is my worship motivated by love and faith, or by routine and obligation? Am I giving God my best in worship, or am I offering leftovers? How do I respond when God convicts or corrects me? Do I repent or resist? Does my worship impact the way I treat others, or do I separate my faith from my relationships? The story of Cain and Abel teaches us that God values worship that comes from faith, obedience, and a heart surrendered to Him. Abel's offering pleased God because it was given with trust and devotion, while Cain's was rejected because it lacked true reverence. Worship is an opportunity to draw near to God, offer Him our best, and allow Him to transform us from the inside out. When we worship, we must examine our hearts. If we truly desire to worship God in a way that pleases Him, we must come to Him with humility, surrender, and faith, offering our lives as a living sacrifice. Father, we desire to worship You with hearts that are pure, humble, and full of faith. Help us to give You our best, not just in words, but in obedience, love, and trust. Teach us to walk in worship daily, offering our lives as a pleasing sacrifice to You. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.